following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Get pass knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, and our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson. Trying to get rid of one and maybe the wrong one. What is going on? Are you kidding me? Let me put out my first thought. Why would Bo Pelini go to the University of Miami? Especially now that the University of Florida job is open, which has to be much better than the University of Miami job. But there you go, folks. There's the latest. Bo Pelini reportedly talking or is going to talk to Miami about their head coaching position. If you have not been up this morning, if you have not been watching, if you've not heard the morning sports, wow.
Now, didn't Osborne say he hadn't heard anything about it? Didn't Pelini say he hadn't heard anything about it? Didn't Sipple report that?
Here is what's going on. Let's give you what the very latest is. This going on late last night is when Steve Sipple caught up with Bo Pelini. Poor Sip, he's out in Seattle covering volleyball.
Yeah, not probably happy about that.
Here is the one difference between what the Omaha and the Lincoln stories said this morning and what John Tawa of the Omaha World Herald and what Sip of the Lincoln Journal Star. This was the difference, is that in the Journal Star, Coach Osborne, Athletic Director Osborne said, quote, "Bo's never talked to me about anything like that. If he got permission, he didn't get it from me," end quote. Then it says Pelini said he didn't seek such permission from anyone. So the coach did speak with the two papers last night, however briefly. The quote is, "I don't address rumor and innuendo."
Why? Here's what I'll say. Why would you, when the Wii Corporation hired you, why would you want to work for Atari? It makes no sense. Miami has no fan base. The facilities are crap. The university's basically...
Well,
say what you want.
Facilities have been upgraded.
Great. They're still not what we've got. We got a top 10 program.
Here's the story, some of the story, in the Miami Herald this morning. Miami Athletic Director Kirby Hokut returned Wednesday after 2 days in New York discussing the vacant Miami coaching job with prospective candidates. Among the coaches who have spoken to the University of Miami about the job, Dan Mullen, Mississippi State, Randy Edsall, Connecticut, Texas Tech coach Tommy Tuberville. And according to a University of Miami source, Hokut also plans to speak with Nebraska coach Bo Pelini, who was granted permission by Nebraska to pursue the job. According to another source, Pelini has shown mixed signals, at some points expressing interest and at other points conveying reservations. Of course, then they go on to talk about what we already know. Pelini is considered one of the most coveted young coaches in college football. He took over Nebraska. He's went 9-4, 10-4, and then this year 10-3. Bowl victories. He's 3-0 in bowls with Nebraska, including the one-game interim back in 03. The Huskers playing the Holiday Bowl. The ties here is that the two were together briefly at the University of Oklahoma. Hokut was on the staff, and of course, Bo was an assistant at the time. So there are some of your...
This guy also was at Ohio when Carl Pelini was at Ohio. Is another little tie there. Knows the family a little bit. No, it ain't happening. People got to get... You know what? Sipple told me in Dallas, Daddy, you can't be reading those message boards. Daddy.
Well, this is not a message board. This is the Miami Herald. This is where Dan Lebatard works. This is the Miami Herald. This is not a message board.
Well, can we effort her?
Obviously. Okay. Been a busy morning for you?
Yeah, it has been.
Have you? What have you been doing? Did you know this was going on?
Yeah, I knew it was going on.
I just figured you're always right in the middle of all this.
Well, he doesn't want his kids to grow up in the Miami school district. Think about it. They don't know how to, they can't even, they got hanging chads. They don't even know how to vote. That's where Bo Pelini wants to send his kids to school.
I would be more worried if they start mentioning his name at Miami or at University of Florida. And a lot of people believe that Mississippi State coach Dan Mullen would be at the top of the list for Florida. Unless Bob Stoops wants it. I mean, Florida supposedly is one of those jobs now that if you want it, you come get it. We'll see how the interest is gauged. Your thoughts, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, the phone lines are open. Love to hear from you here in the first segment, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. So give us your calls, give us your thoughts. Also, don't forget Joe DeMeo, Thursday, fantasy football questions. Email them in. Joe will be in the last segment of the program today. We'll talk with Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Todd Henricks will join us, the Nebraska volleyball team in Seattle for the NCAA Tournament Sweet 16. They play Washington on Friday night. Then if they win, either Cal or Minnesota, two top 10 programs, that would be on Saturday. And we'll also catch up with Scott Steinbrück, head boys basketball coach at Kearney High, off their 3-0 start. And now big tests for them with Lincoln East and Bellevue West coming up this weekend. So that's all coming up on the show today. So if you want to talk Husker football or about this story, this is the right time to do it. 888-455-ESPN.
I just think if, you know, you're absolutely right on the Florida deal, the Miami deal, that's why I wasn't so hot and bothered and all over the internet searching out things this morning about this, because I just didn't believe there was any truth to it. When Osborne comes out and says he's never spoken to me, that killed it for me. If Osborne comes out and says, yeah, we've granted him permission, then it's different. That's not the case. And that's where I just said, whatever, you got your sources. You can get a lot of sources out there. It's disappointing, I think, if you're a Miami fan out there. Mike Leach's name's not even being brought up for this, apparently. And that's, of course, who Donald Trump went to put his vote of confidence in for. And I just thought it was a natural fit when he lives in Key West. He come up and coach a football team, and mayhem can erupt in Miami with Mike Leach being the coach. I thought he'd be a perfect fit for the type of athlete they recruit and go after him and probably be in a good place. Well, I just... I shake my head. Bo Pelini's happy at Nebraska. We're going to the Big Ten. He's getting closer with the Ohio ties fitting in. Everything's coming full circle. I just can't believe this time. I mean, it's just 2 days. We haven't even gotten over the disappointment of the Oklahoma game, and now this has to come.
Well, this is when things happen, though. This is when you're out recruiting on the road. Hopefully people aren't paying attention. There was a report that Sean Watson was in the Omaha airport yesterday. His wife had a Vanderbilt binder with her So maybe he was doing his official interview yesterday. The Washington Post is reporting this morning that Vanderbilt has narrowed their search to two guys, and Sean Watson is not one of them. But that is the Washington Post, who you have to wonder how close their ties are to the Vanderbilt program. So you can go with that.
Glad they're on that story.
Dan from Roseland on the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Dan, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. What's up?
Hey, thanks, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, we're fine. We're crossing our fingers.
I hear you. I guess my thing is I'm not buying into it completely at all, but I think it was Steve Sippel said last night he had spoken with Pelini, and then he has this famous one-liner where he says, I don't discuss rumors and innuendos. My thing is, he needs to squash this now. If it's not at all true, if this is just bogus internet stuff, he needs to squash it. And with a comment like that, it just makes me wonder. I don't know what's going on, but it seems smells a little fishy to me. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call, Dan. Good point. I mean, that seems to be the way it always is. If it's a lie or if it's a negative truth or it's just not true, you usually come out and say, that is not true. That is 100%. I don't know where you're getting this. That's not true. And that's the end of the story.
I would think. I certainly would think it would be the end of the story. But don't you agree on the Osborne side of things, Doug?
What do you mean?
When he says he hasn't heard, no, that's not. Osborne comes out and says,
well, maybe Bo Pelini didn't ask Tom Osborne for his approval to talk to somebody from Miami. Maybe he talked to Harvey Perlman.
Yeah.
888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Cody from Oxford.
Cody, what's going on?
Nothing, guys. How are you?
Well, we're making it through the day. What do you think?
Well, I was just wondering if you think Bo Pelini might go down to Miami and have a little bit longer leash than he seems to have here at Nebraska with all the public scrutiny over the way he talks to the kids or not. Just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
All right, Coach, thanks for the call. I say hell no. They fired a football coach in Randy Shannon that was 7-5, turned that program around, had kids that were going to class, had kids that were starting to graduate. I don't know. I mean, it seems to me Miami doesn't have a very long leash. That's a program that wants to get back to respect, ability, and let's face it, the president of that university is not a sports-minded person in Donna Shalala. So they've got people that are sports people, win, 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 now, competing with all of the other Miami schools and all of the Dolphins and the Marlins and all the other pro sports teams that are going on down there. No. It would be the leash would be shorter. I think he's got more give and take here at Lincoln.
I'm thinking he's saying with the way he acted on the sidelines that he wouldn't receive the criticism there. I think that was Cody's point.
It still would have received national attention.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and I think we're on the same page. We were not offended by Bo's actions on the sidelines, so maybe that's part of the deal as well. Stay on the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Nikki from Grand Island.
Nikki, what's going on?
Hey, not much. My question is, could they be talking about Carl Pelini?
No.
And I think, not at all?
No. They're talking about Bo. They're talking about Bo.
I was wishful dreaming because when I saw that last night, I about lost it. I want this season over. I can't believe I'm saying this about a 10-win season. I want it over. I'm ready for this recruiting to get done. Let's get to the spring practice. I just want it over. So thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's going to be a long off season because when you come off disappointment, it seems like it's a long time before you can rekindle it and get fired up again. I mean, everybody was expected to be fired up coming off a Big 12 championship and fired up into next season where maybe you could talk about national championship football caliber football team, depending. But there's so many questions now off the field as well, on and off the field with this program. You don't like that. But obviously, assistant coaches you know are going to come and go. Head coaches, that's not the story. That's not the deal. That's not what you want.
Well, yeah, and yesterday before any of this, the news of Baker Steinkuhler obviously is out for the bowl game because of a mishap, a run-in with the law. Guys, it's just a poor timing on this. You got to make better decisions. And I know we're all young and we've all done, and I'm not living in a glass house throwing stones, but the poor decisions have got to stop and we kind of got to squelch this deal right now, I think.
Well, he just forgot to turn his lights on.
That's a great point.
I mean, most vehicles these days, the lights are on anyway.
you know what? The other night, coming home from state football playoffs, I failed to use my turn signal in York, and I paid the price for it.
Yeah, what a tool. A delusional Husker fan says, keyword you missed, anonymous sources. Bo knows Miami sucks. I don't think they're anonymous sources. Yeah, they don't want to give up their sources. I get that. Also to the Dent Popper inbox, Leach won't get anything till his legal trouble is over.
Maybe very true.
Let's take a break. We've got more to talk about with the Husker football situation, Husker volleyball. We'll get into basketball, fantasy football with Joe DeMeo. It's all coming up on this Thursday where there is NFL football tonight. Blech. Back after this.
4, 3, 2, 1.
No, 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 not yet. We're still on 12-11-10. It's the countdown to Christmas sale at Builders & Kearney. Saturday, 12-11-10 only. All DeWalt will be 12% off. And save on everything in our gift corral. Even gift cards will be 10% off. It's a one-day sale at Builders & Kearney, where we do hometown Christmas best. Now everybody.
4, 3, 2, 1. Earth below us. Drifting, falling.
Sick and tired of constantly hearing,
"We're bored!"
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. Can change all that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Call 234-4545 or click BigApplefunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, snack bike. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigApplefunCenter.net.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Brought to you by Doug Mitchell of Marcotte Insurance, located in the Eagles Nest Plaza, Kearney. The Tri-City Storm will try and extend their four-game winning streak at home this weekend, hosting Dubuque Friday night at 7:05 and Fargo Saturday afternoon at 3:05. The Nebraska football team begins preparations Friday for the Holiday Bowl. They'll take on Washington December 30th at 9 o'clock in San Diego. The Nebraska volleyball team plays Washington Friday night at 9 in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. A win puts them into Saturday night's 10:30 Elite Eight match against either Cal or Minnesota. The Nebraska men's basketball team will host TCU Saturday at 1. The Nebraska women will host Northern Colorado Saturday night at 7:05. The UNK men and women will be at Metro State Friday and Regis Saturday. The Hastings men and women will host Briar Cliff Saturday afternoon. Nebraska wrestling hosts 4th-ranked Minnesota Thursday and Oregon State Saturday, while UNK hosts their Loper Open Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
We'll see partly sunny skies across the area today with high temperatures in the mid-50s. Winds out of the northwest will also stay at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then we can expect partly cloudy skies tonight and a low at 24. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 52.
Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. It's all about choices, from what kind of mattress you sleep on to the premium you can receive when you buy one, especially at Bruce Furniture, featuring the lowest prices of the year on certain mattresses. You can still get an HD TV free or up to a $600 gift certificate. It's your choice. Oh, ho, ho. 32, 42-inch televisions come with qualifying CERTA purchases, so at a time of the year when all is football and bowl games, you'll get that flat screen, too. Make the choice that's just right for you with a CERTA mattress from Bruce Furniture with free delivery, free setup, free disposal of your old mattress. It's all there for you as they take care of you in this holiday season at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Tom and Hastings says, "Hey, Doug and Daddy, the odds of Bo going to Miami are about the same as Daddy giving up wings and beer."
Excellent point. Excellent point.
Got to come up with something else for you. Val in Kearney says, "Doug and Daddy, this season was so much fun with the Wednesday Husker lunches. I've already thanked the boss for helping bring it to Cunningham's and wanted to thank both of you for being there, too. Hope this continues next year, and maybe by then I'll be forgotten as the lady who chokes when Sean Watson's name is mentioned." Go Big Red. Val, thanks. Love seeing you and all the folks that made it. A lot of people made it on a weekly basis, some when they could, but we appreciate all of you and had a good discussion yesterday with Sean Callahan on hand at Cunningham's. So great time, and hopefully more success to come in the future for this Husker football team as they get ready for the Holiday Bowl back on the practice field tomorrow.
I think a lot, you know what? They're going to. I thought Bo Pelini will find a way. Find a way to get this team motivated to play a football game.
Well, the Nebraska volleyball team most of the time seems to be motivated, and it seems like they're on a mission again this year. And Todd Hendricks from the Lincoln Journal-Star covering the Nebraska volleyball team as the beat writer is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Todd, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Is John Cook being rumored to leave anywhere? I mean, is he going to be the coach at Nebraska next year?
You know, I didn't see him in an airport yesterday, other than coming to Seattle. So I think he's safe at this point, and it probably helps that he has his daughter playing in the program. So they're probably a package deal at this point.
Hey, Todd, it seems like everybody follows Nebraska volleyball, but with the program the way it is, the interest starts to peak about this time because it's expected that Nebraska is going to be in the Sweet 16 every year. Coach Cook talked about how tough this regional is. That happens when you get to this stage. You play at Washington, who's not ranked, but then you've got the number 2, 7, and 10 teams in the country. How does Nebraska stack up going into the regional this weekend?
Well, first of all, Washington is ranked in the coaches' poll. They're ranked number 11 in the country. They were not seated by the selection committee, and that's a whole other topic for a whole other day.
Yeah, my misspeak. But
there isn't anyone in the game of volleyball who doesn't see Washington as a top 10 team, certainly on their home court. And so, you know, that's a big test for Nebraska on the road Friday night. And then the other two teams, you know, Cal, here's an interesting point. People ask me, well, is the Washington match going to be the toughest for Nebraska to get by since they're playing Washington on the road? Well, remember, Washington finished fifth in the Pac-10 this year. Cal, who Nebraska could end up playing on Saturday night if they beat Washington on Friday, won the Pac-10. So you got to assume that the Saturday night match is going to be even tougher than Friday night's test. Now, this is a great collection of teams here. I've heard John Baylor made the comment that Nebraska is going to have to win two Final Fours this year. You know, that sounds kind of funny, but this collection of teams out here really could be a Final Four in some years, and I'm looking forward to the high level of volleyball. I know that.
Todd, when you mentioned the home crowd, is this a crazy atmosphere with thousands upon thousands of fans, or what are the Huskers up against as far as the crowd is concerned?
Yeah, as you know, as volleyball goes, you guys know this, it's not the same everywhere as Nebraska. You know, there are a lot of places where they're thrilled if they get 1,000 fans. You know, Washington plays in a 10,000-seat arena that's also their basketball venue. But I'll tell you, it's a really nice size for this program. You know, they average about 3,000 a night. They drew 5,000 here 2 years ago when Nebraska won that historic match. That night it was snowing here in Seattle, so to get 5,000 people there was actually very impressive. And I'll tell you, it was a great atmosphere inside that building. It was loud. There were lots of students, the band, you know, all those things that make it a college experience. My impressions are that they think they can top that with the crowd here Friday night. And the record crowd here, I believe, is 6,800, and that's what they're going after. So they feel like they can get 7,000 people in there tomorrow night. And if they do, the way that building is set up and the size of that building, it will be it'll be a great atmosphere, and it'll be a lot for Nebraska to overcome, especially if Washington gets off to a good start.
Todd Hendricks of the Lincoln Journal-Star is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Seattle, where the Huskers are getting ready to play tomorrow night. You can hear both of the games on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Washington probably, Todd, did have a lot tougher opening two rounds than Nebraska did. 23rd-ranked Michigan and 7th-ranked Hawaii, and they're able to dispatch both of them in straight sets. Talk about how hot this team is and who's really playing well for them.
Well, they certainly played well. Their coach, Jim McLaughlin, who Nebraska fans will remember from turning around K-State's program in the mid-90s, you know, he says that they turned the corner about 3 weeks ago. You know, they really struggled on the road. They went 3-6 in the Pac-10 in road matches. But at home, they went 7-2 with their only losses to Cal and Stanford, both coming on the same weekend. And it was after that weekend where they lost those two matches at home that that McLaughlin says they really started to click. And certainly their results since that time tell you they're playing very well. And I don't know if people will get a chance to watch the match tomorrow night. I don't believe there will be any TV coverage. You'll be able to see it on the internet. But the thing about Washington that I have learned is Jenna Haglund is their fourth-year setter. Jim McLaughlin always has tried to run a quick offense, meaning the pass right to the setter and the quick sets. Where they just try to out-quick you with the block and defense. And, you know, John Cook referred to it this week that Seattle is trying, or Washington always goes fast, but they're trying to go faster than any team in college volleyball. And so that'll be a test for Nebraska. The Huskers see that a little bit in the Big 12. That's what Oklahoma tries to do. But there are higher quality volleyball players playing for Washington than there are for Oklahoma. So it'll be a test, and sometimes it takes Nebraska a while to adjust to that. That's what we saw 2 years ago here in the regional. They lost those first two sets, were able to adjust, and were able to pull that thing out. I don't think Nebraska wants to follow that same recipe tomorrow night, though, because I don't think you can pull a rabbit out of a hat twice, and that's certainly what happened 2 years ago.
Todd, what does the experience that Lauren Cook has facing this team, how much does that help Nebraska?
You know, I think probably the biggest thing that it helps is just having been in the building. You know, Nebraska certainly came out here with a comfort level of, you know, most of their key players have been here, have been to the hotel they're staying at, have played in the arena. You know, that comfort zone helps when you're going into enemy territory, and that's the way they're certainly portraying it. You know, I think it takes away some of the mystery. I think there can be a lot, you know, you can take some confidence from what Nebraska did 2 years ago. In Lauren's case, her UCLA team lost to Washington both times they played last year, but they were both competitive matches, and they did have she did have some personal success. You know, one interesting note that John Cook mentioned this week is that you know, Lauren was playing front row as a setter at UCLA last year, and in those two matches against Washington, she had over a kill per set, and we've seen her this year, even playing back row, you know, be able to dump balls for kills when the defense doesn't respect her. John Cook is confident that Washington will not allow Lauren to do those dumps, and as a result, may open up some other things on the outside because they're focused on her. You know, we'll see if that's true, but it's certainly one thing that teams have to prepare for with the way Lauren has mastered that, even being a back row setter this year.
Todd Henricks of the Lincoln Journal Star, just another minute with us talking Nebraska volleyball. They're in the Sweet 16 out in Seattle, play tomorrow night at 9. If they win, it's 10:30, which would be televised on Saturday, but both are on the Breeze 94.5. Before the tournament started, the question was asked to Coach Cook about how good this team is, how it compares to teams that have made runs and won national championships in the past. And he went to the stat card and talked about how they compare. But there are no superstars on this team. I don't think Brooke Delano, Hannah Worth, I mean, you can't compare them to some of the Pavens and you just Hotellings and National Players of the Year from the past. So what do you think, Todd? You've seen it. Can this team get to the Final Four?
Oh, I definitely think they can. And sometimes I think you're better off without the superstar. I mean, certainly when John Cook goes to the stats, he sees, you know, 2007 is the year that jumps off the stats. Well, in 2007, Nebraska didn't get to the Final Four. That team crash-landed in the regional final with that ugly loss to Cal, and then there were a whole lot of ugly things that followed that up. You know, I think with this team, the vibe is good. You know, I think John, in talking to him, I've seen his confidence continue to swell as this team has developed over the last month. You can usually tell a lot, or at least I've been around him long enough, I can usually tell a lot, and that tells me something, that he's confident, he sees that vibe. Now, what does that mean, they get through these two matches here? I don't think you can say anything about that, because these are just going to be two high-level volleyball matches where anybody can win. But I think Nebraska certainly is capable of putting together the two matches that it'll take to get to Kansas City next week.
Todd, we really appreciate your perspective on things. I look forward to catching up with you again in the future, and please make sure Cipolla obeys curfew out there.
Well, believe it or not, Cipolla got left behind yesterday. The big boss of the paper decided at the last minute that with all this football chatter going on, that I left Cipolla at the old home base and came out by myself. So he's on coach watch, and you know I'm sipping Seattle coffee this week.
Well, the good thing is you can run up twice the bill now, Todd.
Exactly.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy it all. Thanks for the time. Todd Hendricks from the Lincoln Journal Star, beat writer for the Husker volleyball team. You're so used to seeing so many superstars, and there are a good balance here. Potential superstars. I think Lauren Cook, by the time she gets out of here, will be a superstar. But, you know, Brooke Delano comes along, and Hannah Worth, and just go right on down the line of the Lindsay Light, all the girls that are doing a very good job. There's just not a superstar yet, but maybe one will emerge by the time this season comes to an end.
We hope it doesn't come to an end this weekend.
We're going to have more coming up with Nebraska football. John in Hastings says, I think Donna Shalala hired Barry Alvarez at Wisconsin. Is that lucky or good? Good point, John. Good point, and it was a great hire. Great hire. Turned that program around, has it as a national power. Now he's the athletic director there, and great things going on. Tony, you spoke during the break with one of the writers of the Miami Herald that is on this. Numerous folks out there are following the story, but Susan Miller Degnan was following this story. What'd she have to tell you?
Well, basically, she's not big on doing radio interviews and politely declined to do the interview. And I said, are they coming after our coach? And she informed me, Tony, there's been so many names mentioned in this. I think it, you know, the source that I got that from, I think it was another name to throw in the hat. I don't know specifically that they are targeting him, was basically what she said.
Good. Let's get this out of the way. Let's have this in 24 hours. Hopefully this is barely even a topic tomorrow on the show. Well, at USA Pharmacy, they say, why wait, folks? And we welcome them on board. As maybe it's in that cold season, the weather's turned a little bit. You're gone with the allergies, but you're still sneezing and hacking. You got the cold. Well, get what you need for less at USA Pharmacy. They've got low, low prices and offer a wide variety of generic drugs for $10 for 100 days. Yeah, that's right. I didn't misspeak. Many of their generic drugs at USA Pharmacy, $10 for 100 days. They accept all insurance plans offered in the area, and they make the switch to faster service at low prices easy for you with a two-lane drive-through. So if you've got some coughing or crying kids, go through the drive-through. You don't have to lug them in the store and lug them back in and tie them in the car. I mean, buckle them in the car seat.
Plus, if they're sick, you don't have to wait for your prescription. Get the medicine in it. Get it working. Maybe they come down with distemper. That's you. They're like a little cat in the backseat.
If you have to explain it, it's not funny. Free mail out and delivery as well. Conveniently located on 2nd Avenue, just south of Dairy Queen. You save Pharmacy in Kearney. We are back with more, including Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach of the unbeaten Kearney Bearcats, after this.
Right now at the Home Depot, trade in a string of old Christmas lights, working or not, and get $3 off a brand new string of LED Christmas lights. Choose from a wide selection and keep them on longer without having your electric bill be any higher. We're lowering the cost of keeping Christmas on with $3 off LED holiday lights. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid in U.S. only through November 14th while supplies last. Limit 5 per person. See store for details.
Thank you so much for flying with us.
I tell you what, Michael Jordan, up here in first class, you do not want to be a bacon neck.
Bacon?
Bacon, you know, like when your shirt collar curls up like bacon in a pan, how bad that looks? But hey, that's not us. You know, we do Hanes-Lay flat collars. Just a couple of dudes looking awesome, being awesome. Hey, we're like twins, you and me.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Okay, maybe not identical, but the other kind.
Lay flat collar. Lays flat, won't bacon. Only from Hanes.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partly sunny skies across the area today with high temperatures in the mid-50s. Winds out of the northwest will also stay at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Now we can expect partly cloudy skies tonight in a low at 24. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 52.
Yiggity, yiggity, goo! Storm Hockey looking for 5 and maybe 6 wins in a row at home this weekend. Friday night, 7:05. Saturday, 3:05. Games are on Classic Hits 98.9.
You won't want to miss them, folks, because Doug Duda is going to make his hockey debut.
You know, we forgot to ask Todd about the new Nebraska volleyball recruit. My bad.
People Kelsey don't want to talk about that. No, people want to talk about your hockey debut. How excited are you?
The guests on the Doug and Daddy show are taken care of by the fine folks at BK. Well, this is going to be watching TV. It don't matter. We're the new chicken club with bacon and tomato. Buy one, get one free. How about the original chicken sandwich? Buy one, get one free. Or check out the new breakfast menu in the morning at BK. How about the ultimate breakfast platter? Egg, sausage, pancakes, hash browns, and a fresh baked biscuit. Or $2 doubles with bacon, $3. Available anytime because full menu served all morning. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Well, the Kearney High boys basketball team will make their home debut tomorrow night. Boys and girls will take on Lincoln East. And then on the road for a rare Metro ball game, they go to Bellevue West to the Butch Stoy program on Saturday. And the Kearney boys are off to a 3-0 start, winning the Hayes, Kansas tournament for the first time in over a decade. Scott Steinbrook is with us. Coach, good morning. Congratulations to the great start.
Hey, guys. Thanks. I appreciate it. Good to be on the show again.
What should we attribute the 3-0 start to, or not necessarily the 3-0 start, what should we attribute? I think you said, 97 was the last time Kearney had won the Hayes, Kansas tournament. Competition down, Kearney High that much better, mix of all that, what do you contribute it to?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a couple different things. First of all, we have some experienced guys coming back, and we have two or three guys that started a bunch of games for us last year. We've had some guys, some seniors that maybe played on the junior varsity last year, step up and pretty quickly get acclimated to varsity basketball. So I'd like to think that, one, we're maybe a little bit better this year. We've got a good group. And then competition-wise, you never know down there because I don't really – it's our first time out. We haven't played any Nebraska teams yet. It's kind of hard to compare. Typically when we go down there, we get one or two teams that we feel like would fare pretty well, in a Nebraska Class A or B schedule. But the playing Hayes High School on their home court on Friday night in the semifinals, that we feel like that was a pretty good test for us. They always have a pretty good program. And, you know, playing on their home court, getting a win was exciting for us.
Obviously, people that follow the football team knew Tyler Shields would be a big part of the season for you. Has he got off the start you wanted to see?
You know, he's been a little bit slowed by a couple of injuries. So he missed our first week conditioning with a lingering football injury. Day after Thanksgiving, he popped his ankle pretty good. So, you know, heading down to Hayes, he hadn't practiced a whole lot. He had about one day of practice under his belt. So, you know, I think by our standards and by his standards, you know, I think he's we're looking to see maybe an improved effort this weekend. But, you know, his expectations of himself and our expectations of him are pretty high, you know, based on what he's done the last couple of years. The difference this year for him, everybody knows who he is, based on, like you said, his football season, based on his last couple of years of basketball. So he's going to get a pretty focused defensive effort, even down in Hayes, because he's been all-tournament there the last 2 years. So even down in Hayes, you know, people kind of had him marked and then defended him pretty well. So, and we had a bunch of other guys step up down there. We had three guys in double figures every night, which is something that didn't happen very often last year for us.
Scott, I guess, you know, maybe started coming off the football season, that the team was awful beat up at the end of that. How has that affected your team other than Tyler Shields?
Well, you know, we had a lot of guys that played a lot of minutes during the football season. Two guys that come to mind right away, Zach Maloli, carried the ball probably 20 or 25 times a game. Obviously, Tyler Shields was on the field catching a lot of passes. And then there's some other guys. Derek Schreiner was a big part of our football team the first month of the season, and then he had a shoulder injury. We were nervous that we may not get him back at all for basketball, but he's pretty healthy right now. And then, you know, just a couple of other few small little bumps and bruises, but all things considered, you know, we're getting healthier. And it's one of those things that everybody deals with. You know, when you're a school the size of Kearney, typically your best athletes are playing multiple sports. So, you know, I think if you look at what Millard South accomplished by winning a state title and then coming out the first weekend and beating Omaha Bryan and Omaha Central, you know, we're all in the same boat. You know, we want our best athletes to be involved in multiple sports. That just comes with the territory. You know, they're going to be a little bit slow and sluggish the first couple weekends. You just hope that as you approach Christmas and Christmas break, you're getting them healthy and kind of ready to hit full stride once you get to mid-January.
Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk about this weekend's game, Scott. Lincoln East didn't get off to a good start, an 0-2 first weekend, and then you travel into Bellevue to take on the storied West program.
Well, obviously it's nice opening at home with Lincoln East here. Originally, this was supposed to be a road game, but we kind of worked on a schedule a little bit, and so this would be the second straight year that Lincoln East has come to our place. So we were a little bit nervous about having to start the season off with five straight road games, but it was nice to get this one at home. East is big, and they're athletic. They did struggle a little bit opening weekend. They don't have a lot of experience returning. They're kind of a young team. They have one starter back. We beat them by five or six last year. You know, we just expect a tough game. You don't want to underestimate anybody. And the tricky thing, I think, for our kids is we need to keep them focused on Lincoln East. I think you see that kind of marquee matchup with Bellevue West on Saturday night, and we absolutely can't look past Lincoln East. If we play well, a home game, you know, hopefully we would get the result we're looking for. And then you're right, it does set up to be kind of a fun game. You mentioned it earlier. It's a rare trip into the Metro for us. We've worked hard to get some of these Metro games the last few years. We have three Metro teams on our schedule this year. We'll maybe pick up a couple more next year. But playing at a place like Bellevue West, as far as I know, this will be the first time that Kearney's made a road trip to Bellevue West. We played in the state tournament a couple years ago, but for a regular season game at their place, this will be something new for us. So it should be a good experience.
Really, really, Scott, when you look at when you mention Maloli and Shields, athletically, you'll match up much better versus Class A competition maybe the last couple, 3 years.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And then combine that with the size we have. You know, we got a nice combination of size and speed. You're talking about Shields and Maloli, probably two of the better athletes in our school, and quite honestly, two of the better athletes in the state in terms of multi-sport guys that are, you know, they're going to have some opportunities in college and a lot of different sports. And then with the fact that we have a 6'9 kid, and TJ Jacobson has been starting and was in double figures every game for us down in Hayes. And we bring off the bench a 6'4 bruiser, Zane Bebb, who's a little bit dinged up right now, but we should have him back here in the next few weeks. So it's a nice combination, and we have guys that can make shots. You know, we shot the ball well. I think last year a lot of times people would focus on our inside game with Tyler Shields and Zach Albrecht because we didn't shoot a real high percentage from the three-point line. We shot it probably at about a 35% clip in Hayes, and those guys are getting good looks. And you got guys like TJ and Zane and Tyler inside. You know, it's kind of pick your poison for the defense. If you really collapse down on our big guys, you know, our guards are going to have open shots, and they did a good job of making them.
Well, coming up next on the Doug and Daddy Show is Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com. So we will leave Scott Steinbrook with this question. Scott, what was the bigger disappointment, your fantasy football team this year or Qatar getting the 2022 World Cup?
Well, I'll be honest. My fantasy football team did squeak into the playoffs. I'm in a couple different leagues. My league that you guys are familiar with, that was a fairly large disappointment. But at least one of my teams are still competing. But it still doesn't compare with the disappointment of the U.S. not getting the World Cup soccer. But I thought that was a slam dunk deal. Now it's given to a country that is smaller than the population of Nebraska. So that'll be interesting to see how that works. They have 12 years to prepare for it. So I'm sure they'll give it a good effort.
Tickets are still cheap right now. Airline tickets for you, Coach.
Yeah, traveling to the Middle East, I don't know if that's going to be a real tourist hotbed. Like maybe Brazil will be in a couple years.
Scott, keep up the great work with the kids, and we'll see you here on ESPN Radio throughout the year. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. And with that, a reminder that tonight on Classic Hits 98.9, a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader, St. Paul at Wood River, 6 and 7:45, the tip times. I'll be over there bringing you the action on Classic Hits 98.9, kkpr.com. You can always find out more on our website at espnsuperstation.com. And speaking of websites, the one to get it done, fantasyplayersedge.com. Where I did have to fire one off to Joe earlier this week. One league, bad deal. I mean, I got the Colts guys. They're all hurt. Frank Gore, Reggie Bush. And then do you go pick somebody off on waiver wires? And is there somebody out there? Joe DeMeo fires right back to me. And, Joe, we got more questions for you. There's nobody left out there, is there?
Yeah, it's getting pretty lean, guys. I mean, James Starks might be the hot pickup this week for Green Bay. But, there's not a lot left. It's pretty much picked over. And, if you have a serious major injury like Frank Gore a couple of weeks ago, it's real tough to limp into the playoffs with with your first-round draft pick, not taking field.
Let's re-up the question because we both thought at the time Tuesday that Donald Brown probably wasn't going to see the field. Now that may have changed a little bit. Do you put Starks over Brown?
Yeah, I just think the way the Colts are using people, it's ridiculous. Looks like Javaris James is getting most of the goal line work. Donald Brown's in the middle of the field running around. They just picked up Dominic Rhodes. So who knows what that's going to look like. At least I feel comfortable that Starks will get 15 to 20 touches. And, maybe he gets lucky and pounds one in.
One of the bigger surprises this season has been Steven Johnson from the Buffalo Bills. Where do you expect him to go when draft boards are put out for next season?
It depends on how he finishes, Daddy. He chastised himself for dropping that ball in the end zone. Last week he couldn't have been quieter. He had three catches for like 30 yards. So it depends on where he finishes now. If he finishes up strong, he's going to be somewhere in the third round. He's going to be in the top six, seven receivers, no doubt about it. If he finishes up quiet, people will forget about all that early success, and he'll drop into the fourth or fifth round. So it depends on how he finishes.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. We've got emails for Joe DeMeo, and if you've got a fantasy football question for Joe, fire it off to us here in the next 5 minutes, and we'll get it to Joe. Our email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe Terrence, here's his question for you. Need to pick between Mike Williams of Tampa Bay and Chris Ivory for my flex player this week. Thanks for the help. Who do you suggest?
Well, it really depends on Pierre Thomas. And is Pierre Thomas going to go to the dance this week? Typically, it's a no-brainer. Typically, you play a running back over a wide receiver at flex. Mike Williams is going up against the Washington pass defense. This is a warm-weather Tampa Bay team going up to a frigid Washington, D.C. Right now, based on what I know, Terrence, I'm going to say spot Chris Ivory this week over Mike Williams.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, when you got a player like Brandon Marshall, what do you do with him?
You take him out to the woodshed. That has been a really, really difficult thing. He has underachieved mightily, and that's when he's playing. When he's not playing, obviously, he gives you nothing. But the one thing good about when he doesn't play is you don't have to worry about making a decision whether to start him or not.
Right.
Now he's back in the mix, per se. He's going up against Darrell Revis. I think Revis takes him away completely, just like he did Andre Johnson a couple of weeks ago. So this week, I think Marshall is treat him like he's not in the starting lineup.
Joe DiMaggio of FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox. Got a question here from Steve. Same kind of question, I think, every week in this quarterback. Big Ben, Eli Manning, or Kyle Orton?
Steve, you got at least you got some good ones in there anyway. Manning's going up against Minnesota. Big Ben is challenging. He's in against Cincinnati this week, and Orton is against Arizona. Arizona is the worst of that group by far. I think you know, Denver might play up a little bit now that Josh McDaniels is out of the picture. Play Orton on a sense that they might be fired up to hold on to their job. Remember, Orton has a Tebow overhang. He's going to be playing for his life because the new coach and the owner might want to see more of Tebow. So he's going to be playing for his life this week. Go ahead and gamble on Kyle Orton this week.
Eric says Eli Manning or Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer is going against the Steelers, and Eli Manning finds himself up in Minnesota. Eli's playing in a dome. Carson Palmer is out in Pittsburgh in the elements. Like I said, it's bitter cold out there. This one here, let's go with the dome quarterback going against the Minnesota Vikings.
You know, I think Favre is expected to go. Favre or Matty Ice?
I wouldn't trust Favre for 10 seconds. they say he can't tie his shoes. And I know this guy is like the biggest drama queen of football. But, you know, I can't in good conscience recommend Favre this week just because of the injury overhang.
Joe DiMaggio, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Well, if Brett Favre can't tie his shoes, maybe Jen could do that too while she's down there.
Yeah, while he peers down the top, right?
Oh, man, that's sorry. Hey, Joe, with all the winter meetings going on and all the signings in baseball and all the moving there, I mean, a lot of these baseball leagues anymore, it's keeper and things like that. Carl Crawford, the big sign. Cliff Lee's still out there. Have you kept an eye on that at all, and any suggestions?
No, I mean, I certainly follow all the stuff that's going on right now. It'll be factored into my rankings that I'll put out in early March, preliminary baseball rankings. You know, you got to love Crawford going to the Red Sox. Not only does he have that short porch in left field, but he's going to be in a lineup that is even more potent than the Rays. The Rays were a hit-or-miss lineup. The Red Sox have a lot of punch. So he's a nice pickup. And, you know, we'll see where Cliff Lee ends up. Wherever he ends up, he's still going to be, you know, top 10 pitcher this year. Certainly we love him in pinstripes. You know, again, when you're pitching behind a lineup that can give you 5 to 7 runs a game, your chance of winning 20 games becomes, you know, elevated. And, you know, we watched the winter meetings closely. The one we were flabbergasted over is Jason Worth going to the Nationals. We don't know. You know, we were okay with Adam Dunn going to the White Sox. You know, he'll get a lot of that bats either at DH or at first base or a little bit in right field. But Jason Worth didn't figure to me. Going to the Nationals, staying in the National League, going to a park that's not necessarily known to be a hitter's park. I think that I'm going to have to drop him down a few notches on my board. I was prepared when he was going to Boston. I was going to give him the Jason Bay bounce, which was to be just to put him in the bottom of the first round or top of the second round latest. He would hit 40 home runs in Boston. In Washington, we've got to drop him down, guys, and put him in a different category altogether. He's still a nice player, but now maybe third round, maybe fourth round.
I was just stunned by what they're paying him, but that's a whole other deal.
There you go.
We got a phone call from Eric who wants to know, Mark Sanchez or Jay Cutler this week?
Well, Sanchez is at home against Miami. Sanchez still hasn't displayed to me that he can play in cold weather. He seems to really spit the bit in most cold weather games. He was an embarrassment, as the Jets were, against the Patriots. Cutler goes against the New England defense that is porous, and it was amazing that Sanchez could not exploit that defense. It was amazing to me. So this one here, based on the performances of recent note, I would go with Cutler over Sanchez without reservation.
Tony, it'll be hard for Sanchez to play after they buried his ball.
Yeah, I heard that was a Rex Ryan ploy. They're going to bury a few other things, you know, like their lack of intensity and preparation for a game against Tom Brady and the Patriots in Foxborough.
Couple more before we get out of here. Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Chris and Carney needs two of these three wide receivers: Sidney Rice, Michael Crabtree, Stevie Johnson.
Okay, Stevie Johnson is going against Cleveland at home. Michael Crabtree finds himself against Seattle, and Sidney is in against the Giants. The Giants' pass defense is the best of that group, but you know, Crabtree gets Alex Smith back this week, so it's really a tough call. I'm going to, you know, this is a really tepid pick, my friend, but I'm going to say sit Sidney and go with the other two.
Wow, Joe, I got to ask you. No draft. This just your number one overall quarterback play of the weekend is what? Is who?
I absolutely love two guys, Michael Vick and Aaron Rodgers. I make them 1A and 1B. They got 30-point games coming up.
Awesome. Last question, what do you got, Merritt?
We got Scott asking, Sidney Rice or Braylon Edwards this week?
Braylon Edwards is going against Miami. Miami's defense is middle of the road. Sidney's again facing the Giants. The Giants are a tougher defense, only allowing 6.6 yards pass attempts and 15 TDs in 12 games. You know, I hate Braylon, but I really do. But I think he'll outperform Sidney this week.
What's your weather in Florida, Joe?
It's freezing cold today. It's 60.
Joe,
I got gloves and a shirt on. What are you kidding?
Joe, you're the best. We'll talk to you next week. We always appreciate the great information you provide for us and our listeners.
You bet, guys. Have a fantastic week. Good luck with your fantasy teams.
Thanks, Joe. You can always email Joe, fantasyplayersedge.com. He gets right back to you, even if it's on Sunday. He's going to take care of you, fantasyplayersedge.com. Got a couple more comments coming up on Nebraska and Bo Pelini and the thoughts that are out there in the Miami Herald reporting he might be a candidate for the Miami of Florida, University of Miami of Florida job. Don't forget, folks, it is Thursday, and Misco's is open late for you on Thursday nights in downtown Kearney on the Bricks, where you'll be better equipped for the games you play when you get your game on with Misco's, because they carry brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more. Men's college hoodies, 25% off. NFL hoodies with your favorite teams, 25% off. Great gifts, folks. They've got the Ndamukong Suh jerseys and all kinds of Husker shirts, T-shirts, and sweatshirts for men, women, and children. If you need the balls, the bags, something to run around in with the shoes, the shorts, something to stay warm in or stylish with the hats and the hoodies, they've got it all for you, and you'll find the Christmas gift for that hard person to buy for on your list. It's Thursday. They're open till
9 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I know they're open late. They'll stay there. If you're there, they'll be there till 9. I guarantee you that. You know what? The kids wind around going, oh, I want some shin guards. They'll get you some shin guards. If they don't got the right size, they'll order them in. They'll have them for Christmas, I promise.
We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Wrap things up right after this.
The Bose Wave Music System. It's elegantly small with sound that brings new life to music, and it makes a great gift. Forbes FYI says it sounds like a system that costs 5 times more. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-485-2476 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Call by December 31st and save $100 when you order the Wave Music System together with our optional multi-CD changer. Also ask about financing. 1-800-485-2476.
I will not spend my weekend covered in drywall dust.
I will simply fix the leaky faucet in the guest bathroom.
I will not go to a store so big
it has its own zip code.
I will go to Ace.
And I will get it done fast.
And then I will not leave the couch till Monday morning.
Every store has thousands of Ace brand products to help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list. So get in, get help, and get on with your life. At Ace, the helpful place.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
One of the joys of the holiday season is the opportunity for Killian Motors in Kearney to thank you and wish you the very best for the new year.
Good cheer, good luck, good health. May your Christmas be filled with the best of everything for you and yours, leaving memories to treasure. Happy holidays from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leader.
Thursday night, it's an AFC South tussle in Tennessee when the Titans take on the Colts. Hi, this is Ian Eagle. Join Trent Green, Laura Oakman, and me live from the Subway broadcast booth at LP Field. For the first time in years, Peyton Manning and the Colts are fighting for a playoff berth, and the Titans need a win to keep pace in the tightest division in football. Indianapolis, Tennessee. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Thursday night on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partly sunny skies across the area today with high temperatures in the mid-50s. Winds out of the northwest will also stay at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Now we can expect partly cloudy skies tonight and a low at 24. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 52.
Careful as Cam Newton around. Whoa, Barrett, be careful. Don't be playing that with Cam Newton around. You might lose your job, bro.
Sorry.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Tomorrow on the show, more talk, if there is, Miami pursuing the University of Nebraska head coach and Bo Pelini. Also, Drew Schenick, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, as they try to extend their four-game winning streak. You know that the tickets aren't going very fast when the university sends out a press release to everybody saying that there are still tickets available for the Holiday Bowl, Daddy.
It's disappointing. And, you know, there's travel agencies coming out saying many, many people went up to Washington for that game. That might have been their lone trip of the year. So I think the Holiday Bowl was excited because, obviously, with the amount of tickets already sold, probably more than Missouri certainly would have provided. More than, you know, a lot of other teams would have provided, but it's still not going to be where they want it to be, and there are going to be a lot of empty seats, it looks like, for that bowl game.
It's kind of sad, isn't it?
Well, it's just sad that it's sad that Nebraska's a 10-win team playing in the Holiday Bowl.
You know what makes me happy this time of the year, Christmas time, when I'm feeling sad? This makes me happy.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
See, you're smiling already. See?
Oh, you feel so blue. You're just thinking about you.
If we do the Bill Callahan 12 days.
Decorations of red.
Well, it's not so much a Bill Callahan.
On a green Christmas tree.
He was big at Thanksgiving, but you want to play the old 12 Days of Christmas when Chick was here?
Yes.
Man, I heard it's not even the Chick and Nick show anymore in Omaha. It's Patrick. Somebody that they were interviewing the other day called him Patrick on the air. That's so awesome. Tomorrow on the show, Danny will give his selections. I'm not sure we mentioned how you did last week. I thought you got off to a hot start. Would you have a bad week in the pros?
Well, I got off to a great start on the first two games. One was Hawaii, and the one I missed was Washington scoring right at the end, defeating me by a point, 35-28. That was the one I missed.
I wish you'd have got that right. Washington State straight up would have been great.
Yeah, and then I went 1-2 in the pros, a dead 500 on the six games I picked, 3-3. And it's not going to cut it. I apologize to the listeners out there.
NFL football tonight here on ESPN Radio. The Colts and Titans, who you got?
Gosh. Exactly. You'd think the Colts, but who knows?
And Ndamukong Suh says he's going to appeal the $15,000 fine that he has been levied against by his hit on Jay Cutler last weekend. I still don't think that was illegal, but, you know, whatever.
Weird story.
Weird. Weird, weird, weird. Also, the Nebraska men's basketball team beat Alcorn State last night. Thank God. It was called a horrible second half by those in attendance. In fact, those in attendance weren't many because they made a PA announcement, public address announcement. If you're up at top, you can sure move down. Yeah, 78-57 for the Huskers. Nebraska women beat Creighton 63-55. Hastings women get their first conference win of the year over Concordia. Hastings men on the short side of that. That's going to wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, if you're a wrestling fan, Nebraska hosts fourth-ranked Minnesota tonight. We want to thank the folks for joining us today. Todd Hendricks of the Lincoln Journal Star, Scott Steinbrook, Kearney High Boys basketball coach, and Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.